Welcome to the OU's Nachyomi. I am Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be learning some Kuf Lamed Vav, 136. And this is one of my personal favorites. Hodu Lashem Ki Tov, Ki Li Olam Chasdo. Give thanks or praise God because He is good, because His mercy lasts forever. The phrase Ki Li Olam Chasdo occurs at the end of every one of the next, there are 26 verses in this psalm, and they all end Ki Li Olam Chasdo. So I'm not going to translate it every time. It means that God's mercy lasts forever. Now let's see the Radak. The Radak says, Hodu Lashem Ki Tov, Ki Li Olam Chasdo. Praise God, give thanks to God, because He is good, because His mercy lasts forever. Zeha Mizmor Yeshbo, Esrim Vashisha Psukim. This psalm has 26 verses in it, as I just mentioned. Hulam Chosmin Ki Li Olam Chasdo. And all of them end Ki Li Olam Chasdo, also, as I just mentioned. The Amru Razal and the rabbis of the Talmud say in Psachim, Ki Nemru Neged Esrim Vashisha Doros Shahayu Mibriyas Olam Ad Shekiblu Es HaTorah. These 26 verses correspond to the 26 generations who were from the creation of the world until the time that the Torah was given. V'zanu sam HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chasdo, ki lo ha'isa Torah b'vnei Adam she'yuzan osam bavura. And God sustained them in mercy because the Torah hadn't yet been given, and the Torah is the thing that that keeps the world going. So the fact that God sustained the world for 26 generations before the Torah was given, that is a tremendous mercy. So Pasuk Beis continues, Hodu l'Elokei ha'Elohim ki le'olam chasdo. So again, you'll notice that I said Elokei with a kuf, and then Elohim with a hey. Give thanks to the God with a capital G of gods with a lowercase g, because His mercy endures forever. He is always merciful. The difference between these two words, as we mentioned in the previous psalm, is that one of them refers to God, the divine, and the other refers to beings that may be powerful, but are not God. So the Radak says, Hodu l'Elokei ha'Elohim, Hem ha'malachim, these are the angels, v'hem Elohim la'asher lamata, and they have some measure of control. They rule over certain aspects below, lamata mehem, that are below them. Umanhigim osam b'chefetz hakel, and they direct them at God's command. So He tells them what to run. V'hu Elokim aleihem, but He is God above them. So any control they have comes from Him. They are not truly in control. The Ibn Ezra says, Hodu l'Elokei ha'Elohim, ha'malachim ha'elyonim she'enam gufos v'lo kegufos. So these are spiritual beings. They are not physical beings. They are immaterial, as it were. Okay, Pasuk Gimel. Hodu l'Adonai ha'Adonim ki le'olam chasdo. Give thanks to the Lord of Lords, Ki Li Olam Chasdo. So the Radak says, Adonai Hadanim, the Lord of Lords, Hem Hagalgalim, Shehem Adonim al Shvalim, Vahaman Higim Osam, Vahu Adon Alehem. So similar to the previous explanation, this is speaking of the celestial spheres. These are the planets and the stars, and they exert whatever control that they may have, but once again, their direction comes from God. He is the ruler of them. The Ibn Ezra says, Hodu l'Adonai ha'Adonim, ha'malachim heim Adonai ha'aretz. The angels that rule over the earth. So it's a different explanation. But in any event, whatever these Elohim and Adonim are, they are creations of God and they answer to Him. Pasuk Dalid, La'osei niflos gedolos levado. He does, He alone does great works, or great wonders, Ki Li Olam Chasdo. Rashi says, La'osei niflos gedolos levado. He does great wonders. Barishona lo nivra malach. Kisha asan leniflos. Ahalalu. Hashamayim v'ha'aretz, Hashemesh v'ha'yareach. At the beginning of creation, there weren't even angels around yet when God made these wonders. And these wonders are heavens and earth and the sun and the moon. So God predates all of these creatures who report to Him. He alone created the universe. The Radak says, "Achar shehizkiu hamalachim v'hagagalim, shehem adonim aleihem." after the psalm talks about the various angels and celestial spheres that God rules over, Omer Laose, to the one who made, Laharos ki enam kadmonim kemo shehu kadmon, to tell us that they were not always here the way that he was always here. So Lefikach Omer Laose, that's why it says to the one who made, Lil Moshe enam kadmonim elahu asa osam, that he's the creator. They were not always here. He made them. Only God is without a beginning. Pasuk Hey, Laose Hashemayim b'svuna, that he made the heavens with understanding, Kilei Olam Chasdo. The Radak says, Achrei Kein, Hizkir Hashemayim. So we're speaking about things in order. So it talks about the angels, it talks about the wonders, now he's talking about specifically the heavens. V'hu Chlal L'cho HaGagalim V'HaKochavim. And this is generally all of the stars and planets and such. V'amar Shehu Osa Osam, and it says that he created them. V'hu Chidsham Bisvu Naso, and he renews them with understanding, with his understanding specifically. Also bechidusham chesed laolam, and he grants them in this renewal eternal mercy. Ki ein lahem hefsek zehu kileilam chasto, because they have no interruption. They always continue in their cycles. They keep on going. He keeps them going, and this is the chesed that he does for them. L'roka haaretz al hamayim, he spread all the earth upon the waters, kilei olam chasdo. The Radak says, v'zeh ha-chesed hu le'olam, sha'af al pi, she'mabu hetzif hamayim al hayabasha, u'kvar nishba shelo yihiyah od, kol yimei haaretz v'zeh kilei olam chasdo. So, floodwaters, overtake the earth, overtake the dry land, but he's sworn that we're not going to have any more of these worldwide floods. So this is another one of his ongoing mercies. L'roka, he spreads out. Ve'af al pisha hamayim gavoim al ha'aretz, even though the waters are higher than the earth, nosan hu shetiyeh ha'aretz ki'ilu hi gavoa al hamayim, he made it so that it should be as if the earth is higher than the waters, shelo yavru al ha'aretz, so that they shouldn't overtake them. So God makes a miracle that the waters do not overflow the land as would otherwise happen if he didn't keep them in control in his mercy. Pasuk Zayin, Laose orim gedolim, he made the great lights, kilei olam chasdo, because of his ongoing mercy. The Radak says, Laose orim gedolim, he made the great lights. Akarchach zachar beprat shnei hamaros hagedolim. So next he discusses the two great lights that we enjoy here on earth. Sheheim kiyum ha'olom, because they keep the world going. V'amar kilei olam chasdo ki ein lehem hefsek. And again, he says that God's mercy is ongoing because they have no end. They continue in their cycles reliably. V'zeker kol echad levado. And next, he then specifies each one. So it's getting more and more specific. The wonders, the heavens, the lights, and now he's going to name the lights. Es ha-shemesh lememshalas biyom, the sun to rule by day, kilei olam chasdo, because of God's ongoing mercy. The Radak says, es ha-shemesh, V'nosan es ha-shemesh she'yeh moshe b'yom, he made it so that the sun would rule by day, v'toelas ha'olam, and so it's for the benefit of the world. L'hayir u'lachacham es ha'avir, it gives us light and it warms the air. V'hu toelas ha'chayim v'hatzmachim, and it's necessary for the animals and the plants to survive. V'zehu chesed mi'ito, and this is a mercy from God. V'hu le'olam ein lo hefsek. It's a mercy from God, and again, it is eternal because it doesn't stop. It's not as if the sun comes up on Tuesday, and then it doesn't come up on Wednesday, and oh, Thursday it's back. It's regular in its cycle, and it doesn't cease. Pasuk Tes, Es hayareach v'kochavim l'mem shalos b'layla, the moon and the stars to rule by night, kilei olam chasdo, because he's always merciful. The Radak says, hayareach, and he let the moon, he set it so that it should rule by night along with the stars. So the moon and the stars, they're necessary for people in the wilderness or at sea. They use them to navigate, So it would be very difficult for anyone traveling at night without these things to help them. Furthermore, Yesh L'Yireach Gam Kein Koach B'Mayim, the moon controls the tides, and that's an important thing. V'Ein Lahem Hefsek, and they have no interruption in their duties. L'Fikach Amar Ki L'Olam Chasdo. So again, it's a case of continuous mercy. It's unceasing. Pasuk Yud. V'Makei Mitzrayim Bivcho Rehem Ki L'Olam Chasdo. He smote Egypt through their firstborns, and that is another one of his great mercies. The Radak says, Zechir Makas Bechorim Lefi Sha'al Yadam Yatsu, that it specifically mentions Makas Bechoris, the smiting of the firstborn, the slaying of the firstborn, because that is the plague that led directly to Israel being released from Egypt, as we discussed in the previous Psalm. And Rashi says, L'makim Mitzrayim Bivchorehem, Bichorehem Lo Nemar. It doesn't say he smote their firstborn. It says he smote Egypt through their firstborn, Ela Bivchorehem. So what does that mean? He smote them through their firstborn. So he quotes a midrash. It says, "Amdu bechorehem, excuse me, bechorim, v'kafchu shokhan shel avihem, hamachvin b'Yisrael, kishishamu nega asiri mipi Moshe." That the firstborn of Mitzrayim, when they heard about this plague from Moshe, they attacked their fathers, because their fathers were keeping the Jews from leaving. And when they heard that that the firstborns were going to die, they rebelled against their older generation and attacked them for bringing this upon them. So he attacked Israel through their firstborn. Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'yotze Yisrael mitocham. And he brought Israel out from among them. The Ibn Ezra says, from who? Mitoch Mitzrayim, from among the Egyptians. Ki le'olam chasdo, because of that great mercy of his. Yud Beis, biyad chazaka u'bizra netuya, with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. Ki le'olam chasdo. Let's look at the Radak. V'yotze Yisrael mitocham, v'amar achar kein biyad chazaka. So he took Israel out from Egypt, and then it says, with a strong hand. V'hu klal l'shar hamakos. And this is the case with all of the makos. And all of this is because of God's great ongoing mercy. Ki chesed gadol haya sheyisupar le'olam, because it was a great mercy that would be discussed forever. Ki hayu Yisrael be'artzam, because Israel was in their land. They were in the land of Egypt. Behem laku b'chol hamakos, and the Egyptians were struck with all of these plagues. Yisrael b'nehem nitzlu mikulam, and Israel alone from among all the people living in Egypt were spared from these plagues. So this was a great chesed, and this is the kind of thing that would be recounted eternally. The Ibn Ezra says biyad. It says biyad chazaka b'zro netuya, the strong hand and an outstretched arm. Biyad rama, with a high hand. Lo ke'avadim habarachim mipnei adunehem. They didn't sneak out like slaves escaping from their masters, but rather they marched out proudly and publicly. Pasuk Yud Gimel. L'gozer yamsuf l'gzarim. He divided the Red Sea into portions. Ki le'olam chasdo. So the Radak says, L'gozer yamsuf l'gzarim. He divided the Red Sea into different sections. V'zeh ha'chesed yisupar le'olam. This is another one of those mercies that would be discussed forever. Ki ba'avur shelo yiru milchama lo nicham derech eretz plishtim. He didn't want the Jews to face warfare and become scared to go back to Egypt, so he didn't take them by way of the plishtim, the Philistines. Vishina ba'avuram teva hamayim. So in order to take them a different direction, he changed the nature of water on their behalf. K'tei sheyavru b'socho, so that they could cross in that way. V'asa chesed gadol imahem be'kriyas hayam. And he did a great mercy for them when he split the sea. She'akaru shneim asar kriyim. It became 12 paths, l'shneim asar shvatim, one for each of the 12 tribes. K'dei shelo yichnesu bi'rubuvia, that they shouldn't become all confused, they shouldn't become chaos or panic. El kol shevet v'shevet aver b'darcho shenigzarlo. Each shevet, each tribe, traveled through the path that had been designated for it. Alzer roy lomar ulasaper chasato leolam. So for this, it is worthy to praise God and to speak of His mercies eternally. Kain Pirshu Razal. This is something that the Chachamim say in the Mechilta, in Parsha Peshalach. And it says, Ki Lishneim Aser Gzarim Nigzer Yamsuf. It describes how the Red Sea was divided into 12 paths. Rashi says similarly, Ligzarim, Yudbeis Kriyim, Yudbeis Shvatim, 12 paths for 12 tribes. And the Ibn Ezra says, Ligozer, he divided, Gamzeh Chesed Haya, this was also a mercy of God, Ki Haya Yachol, Lahaviram, Bamayim, Velo Yamusu, Rakiavru, Bepachadu, Beitzavon. That, he didn't have to split the sea. He could have led them underwater and just cause them not to die, but this, of course, would have been very scary. It would have been a lot of effort. So the fact that he chose to split the sea was a great mercy on behalf of the Jews. Pasuk Yudalid, the heavier Yisrael besocho kileilam chasto. He made Israel pass through the midst of the Yam Suf because of his great eternal mercy. The heavier Yisrael besocho, he led them through it. Beumko shel yam, in the depths of the ocean. The Heviram biyabasha kmosha kasuv, and he led them on dry land, as the Torah tells us. V'yesh lecha chesed gadol mizeh, ki afilu raglehem lo nitbalu b'mayim. This was such a great mercy that he didn't even allow their feet to become wet. He dried up the land instead of making them walk through a muddy sea bank. Believe me, they would have been plenty happy with that, but God really went the extra mile with this. Pasuk Tesvav, v'niyar paro v'chelo biyamsuf. He overthrew Paro and his army in the Red Sea, Kilei Olam Chasto. V'nier, he wiped out Paro's army. Shlo hayolahem yacholas lishvos l'achorehem, that they shouldn't be allowed to turn back. So, okay, that seems kind of punitive. Why is that a chesed for Bnei Yisrael? V'zeh chesed gadol shera'u b'sonehem nikma, v'lo pachdu odmehem. The mercy was that they saw their enemies avenged. They got their vengeance, and they weren't afraid then that they were going to pursue them any further. If this was a movie, then of course in the third act the villain would show up at the last minute to try and mess everything up. This did not happen. We were done with Mitzrayim. We didn't have to see them anymore. Pasuk Tesvav, Lemolech Amo Bamidbar. He led his people through the wilderness, Kilei Olam Chasto. The Radak, Lemolech Amo Bamidbar, leading them through the wilderness. Eretz Asher Lo Avar Ba'ish, it was a place that nobody went. V'lo Hayosham Derech, there were no roads there. V'hu Bechasto Holech Osam Ba'anan Yomam U'Bamud Eish Laila. So God personally led them with a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Umar Alehem HaDerech, and this was to show them the way. Also, the desert is a place, the wilderness where the Jews were, where it's not known for its food. You know, there's not a lot of animals to hunt, there's not a lot of plants that you can grow there. Certainly if you're traveling, you don't have the luxury of farming, even if the land were fit for it. So what are they going to do for food? You know, there's no road stops where they could get anything. So it says, Husipek lohem bachasto kol tzoracham. He took care of all their needs in the desert. V'zeh ha-chesed yisupor le'olam. And this mercy, again, would be discussed, how God fed them with the manna. This is one of the many mercies that would be retold eternally. Pasuk Yud Zayin, L'makei malachim gedolim. He smote great kings, Kilei Olam Chasto, because of that eternal mercy. Rashi specifies, who are these Malachim Gedolim? Kan Remez Lamet Aleph Malachim. Here it's talking about the 31 Canaanite kings who were in the land when Joshua came and claimed it. So they're enumerated at the end of that book. So that's what it's talking about here. Now we're going to specify two kings, as we did in the previous psalm, Sichon and Og. I don't think I'm giving too much away. And Rashi says, Shakul Sichon keneged kulam kol echad la'atzmo, that he was, Sichon was as great as the rest of them put together. V'chein pirish lamala, l'sichon melech ha'emori, elog melech ha'bashan, and this is something that was described in the previous psalm about these two kings, ulechol mamlechos kanan. It says Sichon, Og, and then all the other kings of Canaan. So it specifies them because they were as challenging on their own as all the rest of them put together. The Radak says, Lamake, he smote. Zichron Bechlal, it remembers them collectively. Rachakach Prat Osam, and then it goes into some of the specifics. Lahagdil Hashevach, in order to give greater praise. He furthermore says, Vehem Hayu, Am Rov Vegiburim Vechazakim. They were large and powerful nations. Vinitnam Hakel Yisbarach Biad Yisrael. And God gave them over into the hands of the Jews. Shehayu chaloshim, velo hayu melomdei melchama. They were weak, and they weren't military people. They didn't have great fighting skills. B'haku osam ad shelo hishir lahem shrid. And they demolished them until there was nothing remaining from them. V'zehaya chesed gadol. And this was another one of God's great mercies. Pasuk Yud Ches. V'yaharag malachim adirim, he slew mighty kings, kilei olam chasdo, because of this eternal ongoing mercy. V'yaharag malachim adirim, the Radak says, l'sichon ula'og, v'nasan artzem l'nachla, and he gave them their land for an inheritance. V'od chesed gadol mizeh, and another great mercy from this, ki lo dai shehaku osam. It wasn't enough just to defeat them. Ela shenasan lehem artsam lenachla. But he also gave them their lands. Shlo bo shar hagoyim, that other nations wouldn't come to take it. Velo naasfu alehem lehutziem misham. And they didn't gang up on Israel to kick them out of there. So he enabled them to inherit the land of the defeated kings. Okay, let's look further in the Radak. Ubezuha aretz shenasan lehem hosif lehem betovaso. And in this land that God gave them, he increased his goodness for them. Kilo nitna la Avraham avinu, ala me'eva hayardein vahala. The land that God promised Avraham was only on the one side of the Jordan River. I'm going to skip a bit ahead here in the Radak. It says, aval me'eva hayardein mizracha lo nasan la Avraham avinu. Davar, that but on the other side of the Jordan, nothing was given to Abraham. Benasan li Yisrael nachla eretz Sichon shehaisa mimoav techila, and Israel was given as an inheritance the land of Sichon, which had previously belonged to Moab. Bechein nasan lehem eretz Og melech Bashan, and similarly they were given the land of Og, king of Bashan. V'zehaya chesed mi'ito, and this was a mercy from God. L'fikach lo zachar b'zeha mizmor mamlechos kanan, like we said in the previous psalm, it specified Sichon Og and the kings of the Canaanite nations. It doesn't say about those other kings here. Kamosha zachar l'mala mimenu, as it does in the previous psalm. L'fisha omer b'zeha mizmor kilei olam chasdo, because in this psalm it's only talking about the merciful acts that God did. U'mamlechos kanan shenasan lehem emes lo haya chesed. And those that he gave them, they weren't exactly a chesed, ki kvar nitna la Avraham avinu, because he already gave them to Avraham. So he's just paying what he already committed to. So, aval eretz Sichon ve'og, shelo nitna la Avraham, ve'nitna lahem, zehaya chesed. But the lands of Sichon and Og, which were not promised to Avraham, God didn't quote-unquote owe them to the Jews. Those were a pure chesed. Those were nothing but mercy. Pasuk Yutes, l'sichon melech ha'emori. Sichon, the king of the Amorites, kilei olam chasdo, ula og melech Bashan, Og, king of Bashan, kilei olam chasdo, v'nasan artsam lenachla, he gave Israel their land as an inheritance, kilei olam chasdo, as we all just discussed. Nachla Yisrael avdo, an inheritance for Israel, his servant, kilei olam chasdo. The Radak says, Nachla Yisrael avdo, an inheritance for his servant Israel. Natal aretz mehem, shehayu ovde elilim, he took the land away from those kings who were idolaters, they and their people worshipped idols, and he gave it to the Jews who worshipped God alone. Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Shebishiflenu zachar lanu, because he remembered us in our lowly state, kilei olam chasdo, because of his ongoing eternal mercy. Rashi, Bishiflenu Zacharlanu, he remembered us in our lowly condition. He says, Bimitzrayim Zacharlanu, he remembered us in Egypt. The Radak has a different approach. He says, Shibishiflenu, in our lowly state, Va'od chesed gadol aleinu. Here's another one of God's great mercies on us. Ki sheyatzianu v'galinu min ha'aretz ba'avoneinu u'b'chatoseinu. When he will take us out and exile us from our land in our sinful condition, v'hayinu b'galus b'shafel, and we will be in exile in a lowly condition. Zachar lanu, he will remember us. Bris avos, he will remember the covenant he made with our forefathers. And then he quotes a pasuk. It says, "Ve'afgam zos b'yosem." So it's a pasuk in Sefer Vayikra. V'amar ze al galus bavel o al ze hagalus. And this is either speaking about the Babylonian exile, after which they returned and built the second temple, or it's speaking about the current Roman exile, which is still ongoing. So God says that, David says that our lowly condition is the exile in our sins, but God will remember us and bring us back. Pasuk Chaf Dalet, V'yifrkenu mitzorenu, he will deliver us from our oppressors, Kilei Olam Chasdo, because his mercy is eternal. The Radak, V'yifrkenu, Avar B'makam Asid, this is actually a past tense in the place of a future tense. In other words, it's future in form, but speaking of a past event. Minhag ha-nevuos barov. It's a very common prophetic form. V'yifrkenu mitzureinu. He'll redeem us from our oppressors. Hine chasto hagadol hayo mimenu begalus l'chayosenu ben hagoyim. That God's great mercy was with us in our exiles in order to sustain us among our oppressors, the other nations. Ba'od chesed gadol mizeh, and yet another of the great mercies that God does for us. She chesed le'olam, that will be an eternal mercy. She galenu mitzoreinu, that he will redeem us, he will deliver us from the hands of our oppressors. Ba'od lo yomush chasto mimenu le'olam, we will never lack his mercy. Nosein lechem l'chol basar, he gives bread to every living thing. Ki le'olam chasto. This is actually probably the linchpin of the psalm. This psalm is known as Hallel HaGadol, the great praise of God, and it's specifically because of this verse. In fact, Psalm 145, which we say three times a day, we know it is Ashrei, even though the verses that say Ashrei are not actually from Psalm 145. But it's said three times a day. The Gemara discusses why. One reason is that it's an alphabetical acrostic that's in the Aleph Beis format. Another reason is because of the verse Poseach es yodecha u'masbi'a l'chol chai ratzon, that God opens his hand and feeds every living thing. So the Gemara says, well, that this psalm also has that verse when it says Nosein lechem l'chol basar. So if this verse were an alphabetic acrostic, then it might be the one that we said three times a day, because that's such an important sentiment for us to recognize about God. So let's look in the Radak, Nosein Lechem. He gives bread, he gives sustenance. Acha shesiper chasto al Yisrael. After it's done speaking about the mercies that he's done for Israel, Amar betchilas hamizmor chasto al kol hachayim. Then he talks about at the beginning of the psalm his mercy on every living thing. Kamosh Amar b'tchilas ha-mizmor chasto al kol ha-olam. As it says at the beginning of the psalm, his mercy is on the entire world. Ken Amar Ata, so this is the kind of thing that he's telling us now, in the form of Nosein Lechem L'chol Basar, that God gives food to every living thing. V'zeh chesed gadol mi'ito l'nivroim. And this is a great mercy from God to all of his creatures. Shemazamin l'cho bria u'bria mozon haroila. That every creature has a food that is appropriate for it. So dogs and cats and lions and fish and parrots, everything eats something different and everything has something that's appropriate for its needs. Our final verse, Chaf Vav. Hodu lakel hashamayim, give thanks to the God of heaven, ki le'olam chasto. The God of heaven actually continues the previous sentiment about the way God sustains the entire world. Hodu lakel hashamayim, the Radak says, ki min hashamayim bo hamatar, shehu sebas kol mazon. That's where rain comes from, which is, you know, what's necessary to make all those sources of food for God's creatures. V'hu kel ha-shamayim, God is the God of heaven. V'hu yitzav she-yarad matar min ha-shamayim, he commands rain to come from heaven. V'hu chesed gadol she-ein lo hafsek, and this is another of his great mercies, because it's reliable. This is something that always happens. Zehu kilei lam chesdo, and that's what it means, that his mercy is eternal. So this is an incredible, incredible psalm, and we say it every Shabbos, and we may take it for granted, but if you take the time to break it down piece by piece, you'll see just once again how incredibly beautiful and profound it really and truly is. As always, I thank you for joining us. Tomorrow is the last Mizmor that I will be learning with you, and I hope that you will be here when we learn Mizmor Kuf Lamed Zion, Psalm 137.